Hey, welcome. Today we're building heavy, hybrid drum and bass drums in Ableton. Organic breakbeats married to precise synthetic hits. This is an advanced, hands-on workflow for making drums that hit hard in the club, but still breathe and roll. Target tempo, 174 BPM. Suite is preferred for Wavedable and Sampler, but everything I describe can be done with Ableton's core devices. Quick preview of what you'll end up with. A 16-bar drum loop that blends a sliced, processed breakbeat with a clean mono subkick, layered snares, acoustic plus synthetic snap and metallic body, rolling percussion and fills using beat repeat, and a group slash parallel processing chain for glue, grit and loudness, while preserving dynamics. Before we dive, a couple of essentials. Gain stage everything first. Use utility or clip gain to keep perceived loudness consistent when you slash B. Always check in mono and use a reference track. Save any layer presets or racks you like so you can reuse them fast. Part 1. Project Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a drum rack on track 1 and name it Drums. Create a second audio track for your break loop called Breaks. Make a MIDI track for the SUB kick using Operator or Wavedable. Finally, make a group track called Drums Group to route everything through for final processing. Part 2. Preparing the break. Drag your break sample into the breaks track. Warp mode. Beats with transients detection on if you want to keep micro timing. If you prefer MIDI access, drop the break into Simpler and set it to Slice by Transients. That gives you slices that preserve timing and let you reprogram the groove. Clean up the low end with EQ8. High pass around 18 to 30 Hz to protect the sub. If the break is muddy, gently notch around 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. For transient presence, add drum bus and nudge the transient knob plus 3 to 6. A touch of drive helps, but don't overcook it. Part 3. Build the sub kick. Create a SUB kick MIDI track and use Operator or Wavedable. Start with a pure sine on oscillator A, longish decay, something like 200 to 220 milliseconds. No sustain, a short release around 40 milliseconds. Tune it to your bass line root and pick a fundamental around 40 to 60 Hz for a solid low end. Important. Mono the sub. Put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Keep distortion off on the sub. Dirty subs lose their power. Part 4. Layering a natural kick with a synthetic transient. In your drum rack, make a kick chain and load an acoustic kick in Sampler Classic. HP the kick around 22 to 30 Hz and tame anything harsh above 8 to 10 kHz. Create another chain for the click. This can be a short noise burst high pass at 2 to 4 kHz or a small high frequency oscillator in Operator. Now the crucial part. Phase alignment. Route both chains so you can solo and zoom in on the waveform. Nudge the synthetic click until its transient lines up with the acoustic transient. If things still feel off, invert the phase on one chain to check for cancellation, then use track delay to micro shift in plus or minus 0.1 to 4 milliseconds until it snaps. Small MS moves matter more than big ones. Once aligned, glue them together. Put glue compressor on the drums group. With a roughly 3:1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, release between 80 and 150 milliseconds, and aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. That will help the layers read as one sound. Part 5. Snare stacking. Start with an acoustic snare in one chain, HP at about 120 Hz, then add a gentle body boost around 180 to 250 Hz if needed. For the synthetic snap, use Operator or a short filtered noise in Sampler with a fast decay. Pitch the transient up a semitone or two with a quick pitch envelope for extra snap. For a metallic body, duplicate the snare and run it through resonator or corpus to taste. Keep it subtle. Group the snare chains and process with drum bus. Modest drive, slight transient boost, and send a little to a short reverb return. On the reverb return, low pass anything below about 200 Hz so the tail doesn't muddy your low end. Part 6. Hats, percussion and rolls. Layer sampled closed hats with a sequenced synthetic hat for presence. Add a groove from the groove pool to humanize timing. A tiny amount of swing can transform the feel. For rolling percussion and toms, use tuned operator patches with short decay and quick pitch envelopes. For jungle style microfills, set up a beat repeat on a percussion return. Start with interval 1/32, grid 1/64, chance 25 to 50%, and automate chants and interval for fills. Automate the send amount rather than leaving beat repeat on constantly. Control is everything. Part 7. Parallel compression and grit. Create a parallel compression chain by sending drums to a return or duplicating the group and ruining the duplicate with heavy compression. Think ratios around 10 to 1. attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, and 8 to 12 dB of gain reduction. Low pass that bus around 10 kHC and high pass around 80 hc so the compressor doesn't pump the sub. Blend this compressed layer back under the main drums starting around minus 6 dB and adjust by ear. On the main group, use drum bus for character, modest drive and transient plus a saturator with soft clip and a wet slash dry under 50%. If you want more control over frequency behavior, add multiband dynamics and be surgical, compress mids for snap and leave lows alone. Part 8. Low end management. High pass everything except the SUB kick and bass at 30 to 40 hc. Keep the sub in mono with utility with 0%, and optionally route a low pass plus utility chain that sums the low band to mono under 120 hc. Sidechain the bass to the kick slash sub using compressor on the bass with sidechain input from your kick bus. Attack 1 to 3 ms, release 80 to 200 ms, ratio 4 to 1, and aim for 3 to 7 dB of ducking. If you prefer creative ducking, auto-filter envelope techniques work too. Part 9. Arrangement ideas for rolling DNB. Think in energy curves. Bars 1 to 4 can be break plus sparse synthetics. This audio version is shortened for playback.